Apple just announced their new iPhone, the XS and the XSR, or the XR and the XS Max. And Google's, in theory, going to be revealing their Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL soon. And a lot of videos are coming out as to why people are or aren't buying them. Well, I'm not buying either of them. And you're probably not going to be able to guess why. If you are, we're going to be good friends. Otherwise, let's jump in. So this is the first newsy-related, officially branded episode of Vox Talks Tech, the show where I give my bizarre opinions that you probably never wanted to hear about technology and rant about some of the really stupid trends that I see going around and don't understand why people are participating in. Specifically iPhones. I'm not buying an iPhone XR, or XS, or XS Max, or anything new iPhone. I didn't buy an iPhone 10. Why? I already have a phone. I bought this spring, and I had a phone before that. Believe it or not, your average consumer doesn't go and upgrade phones every time one's announced. They don't go buy the newest iPhone. There is clearly a specific market that is doing that every time, but your average customer that isn't an enthusiast about it or doesn't have a lot of money isn't going to be doing that. Why would they? That's a complete waste of my hard-earned money to go buy a phone that's going to be unnoticeably better than the phone I have. Now, there are specific aspects of it. If you're an enthusiast in a specific field, that may be better. For example, if you are into producing video for professionally or as a hobby or whatever, a better camera on the new iPhone or the new Pixel may appeal to you. Same thing with pictures. But at that point, if you're paying over $1,000 for a phone that happens to have a better camera than other phones, why would you not get a phone that does phone things the same way and get a good camera? That's what I have transitioned to. I'm past the phase of this one thing in our pocket can do everything mediocrely, but it saves me from carrying stuff, and yeah, I'll take some pictures and video from it from time to time. It'll even show up in videos, and you guys may not notice, despite the fact that I paid $200 for this phone. But otherwise, I'm going to use a camera. And admittedly, the new camera on the iPhone XS being able to change aperture on the fly, you know, after you've taken a picture, kind of a neat gimmick, but so is portrait mode, and then everyone got tired of that fast. And the big thing that everyone seems super wrapped up about is the notch. The notch taken out of the forehead of the phone, and the same thing on the Pixel. It's horrible, it's ruining phones. How could the Pixel 3X, or the Pixel 3, whichever one, have such a huge notch on all of these leaks? What is Google doing? In 2 years, which is about the time that a phone contract for a normal person who's not paying cash for a phone because that's freaking insanity, for an average consumer, that may be the time that they have to rent the phone that they got from their contract. Otherwise, it might be 1 year. But by the time you get a new phone, you're not going to remember what a notch is. You're not going to remember the sins of the phones copying the iPhone, having a notch. If I got a Pixel 3, and it had a notch, I would think it's kind of goofy for a minute, and then I'd never notice it again. And then the next time I went to buy a phone, it probably won't have a notch, and I won't remember what a notch is. I'm clearly not a smartphone tech tuber. I don't sit here and make 8-minute long reviews, never touching on the subjects of what people actually care about when they're using a phone day to day, and just analyzing how many millimeters the bezel is, or how far the notch goes, or whether the screen looks slightly different from person to person, even though the person owning them doesn't care. I care about battery life, which is abysmal right now, and no amount of A12 processors is going to make that better. It's probably going to make it worse. I don't care about how slightly faster some benchmarks that never represent what you're actually doing on your phone change from model to model. I don't want an all-glass back that attracts footprints, or footprints. I guess if you stepped on it, it would be a footprint, but attracts fingerprints and just gives your phone more reasons to shatter. I care about audio quality if I'm actually making phone calls. I care about microphone quality on the camera. I care that it actually works and that it survives the working day. Nothing about these press releases or these announcements or most phone reviews ever covers that. Ever. They've used the phone for 2 weeks, usually at most, sometimes a month, a whole month with this smartphone. Oh my God, I know everything there is to know about it. Not how the battery life will last in 6 months. Not whether it'll start just randomly crashing in 6 months when it's no longer getting updates but the apps are updating themselves. Not, oh yeah, I actually had to make a phone call for once in my life and talk to a real human being and it sounds like trash. So no, I'm not buying an iPhone XS or XR or XS Max or XXXHDIII, and I'm not probably buying a Google Pixel 3. At some point, I will get a phone upgrade because I do like having a better camera in it, but for now, And I understand to a degree that some people who replace their laptops or their computers with their phone might want a luxury experience with it. But most of those people would have never spent that much money on a computer in the first place. It's all this marketing hype. Everybody's providing free advertising and fueling the capitalist machine to argue about what aspect of a phone is better or worse, or why this phone looks worse. Like, the more you yell about a Google Pixel 3's notch, the more free advertising you're providing. Everyone doing this is just providing free advertising for these companies while pretending not to like it. You're all invested in the system of arguing with each other about which aspect of iPhones or Androids are better or worse, and all you're doing is just making these companies more money and spending your money to do it. I don't buy multiple phones every year. Neither does any sane person who isn't directly reviewing them. It doesn't make sense. Meanwhile, in other news, Windows, Microsoft was testing in the insider preview versions of Windows a new announcement that would warn the user whenever they were trying to install another browser and say, warning, you already have the best browser. And it already had advertisements, like if you tried to switch to the default browser, it'd be like, oh, hey, do you want to do that? We got that Edge for you. And you'd be like, shut the hell up and install Google Chrome or Firefox or whatever you use. But now if you actually try and install a browser, they were testing a warning that just makes it look like the browser's a virus and you shouldn't install it because Edge is the only way to go. Now, Microsoft have confirmed that that won't make it into the October update and they were simply testing it. But the idea that our operating system is turning to this ad fest is just ridiculous. And people wonder why I waste so much time trying to get games running on Linux for the sake of progressing the Linux scene, because Windows is just getting pretty bad. I've never done a style of this video before. I try not to be too big of a Debbie Downer, but at the same time, I think it's important to have a voice that's kind of knocking down some of these trends, some of these ridiculous things that people obsess with because they don't have enough time spent in anything else. Believe it or not, if you spend less time arguing about phones on social media and digging through review websites and things like that, if you just focused on your actual life, you don't care about it so much. And that's a really cool thing. And I really, this has been an issue that has bugged me for many years now, but I really hope we can reach a point in tech culture where not everyone is so invested in all of their time and mindset wrapped around arguing about these things, and people's identities aren't tied to products, that we can have better discussions about it. Because there's probably a lot of really cool stuff with the iPhone XS and XR and whatever. The price tags are ridiculous, just like the 4 terabyte SSD in the MacBook Pro was ridiculous. But there might be some cool features, and it supposedly does some sort of HDR video. They're bragging about 30 FPS, which is hilarious. It's probably a pretty good camera. If I were to have one land in my lap, I'd probably use it for some extra video shots just because it's better. But I work for my money. I want to spend money on things that make either more practical sense in terms of living or feeding myself, or just more luxury things that I'm going to enjoy and not want to upgrade immediately in 6 months when Apple starts teasing the next event.